What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Las tradiciones son la esencia de las fiestas. Comienza una nueva tradición ahorrando en más de 2,400 marcas para comprar en más de 1,000 tiendas, incluyendo Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy y más. Ahora mismo, iBora ofrece a nuestros oyentes $5 solo por probar iBora usando el código La Música al registrarte. Simplemente ve al App Store o Google Play Store y descarga la aplicación gratuita de iBora para empezar a ganar reembolsos. Usa el código La Música. Eso es IBOTTA en Google Play o App Store y usa el código La Música.
Moncrief on News Talk.
It is that time of the year when the dog in your house would be driven absolutely demented with the sounds of fireworks exploding outside. But help lies in the form of Bob Marley. So says dog behaviourist Susie Walsh. Afternoon, Susie.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Why Bob Marley?
Well, there's a couple of reasons for that, but Bob Marley's the tempo of Bob Marley, that general reggae music, would be equivalent to the beat of the dog's heart. That's one reason. And two, obviously the instruments they use, like the steel drums, helps to drown out the sound of fireworks. So there's research done up in Glasgow on this, where they played different types of music in a rescue facility of kennels, and they measured the stress hormones in their urine at intervals to see which dogs relaxed and responded to which types of music better. And reggae and soft rock actually did really well in terms of helping dogs to relax and calm them down in stressful situations.
Right. So so it's reggae music specifically, a dog's heart beats to reggae music.
Yeah, well, the tempo would be equivalent. I suppose that's why we find it relaxing as well. But dogs do better with music that tends to have a rhythm that's equivalent, that's similar to their own heart rate.
Okay. And so the rhythm of that music, is that just calming the dog down? Or the dog is kind of wandering around, there's fireworks exploding outside, and the dog goes, no, I'm going to listen to this. Maybe I'll get some dreadlocks. and rather than freaking out because there's bangers going off.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of both. It helps to calm the music, the dog down. We know that from dogs anyway, from studying dogs, that music for humans and for dogs and for babies, and they do respond well to music that calms us all down. But in particular, reggae is particularly good because of the steel drums and maybe Bob Marley's musical voice. It does help to drown out some of the high-pitched sounds that they hear that we don't even hear when fireworks go off. So fireworks make a whole variety of sounds that we often don't even hear, the high-pitched sounds. And they're much, much louder for animals, and they're much, much at a higher frequency. So it becomes incredibly stressful for them, especially if they don't understand what's going on. So anything that can mask that or drown that out or minimize it a little bit definitely helps animals to cope that little bit better.
Yeah. If, say, though, there's always music playing in the house and then fireworks start going off outside, will the dog then hear the fireworks?
It depends on how loud you play your music. But no, if you can mask different sounds by the way, the same as ourselves, if you have something playing really loudly in your house, you might find that outside you're not hearing noises and sounds. So the similar things. It's always good if you can get something kind of melodic that's kind of on the same frequency as the sound that you're hoping to drown out. So dogs for like traffic and things like that, it's good to use white noise, and you know that you're using kind of something similar that is a consistent sound that you can use and the dog can be just listening to, and so they don't really hear the external sounds as well.
Okay, no, because I'm just wondering, say, the dog gets accustomed to hearing music, and therefore, if there's another sound that they hear, then they have the same reaction, if you know what I mean.
They could do, and that's why we would recommend always to, if you feel that your dog is going to be fearful of fireworks or you haven't experienced this, it's even, unfortunately, a little bit too late to even start training your dog now, but you can desensitize your dog to firework sounds by doing that technique. So just as you said, playing very, very, very low level sounds of fireworks at a volume that doesn't cause the dog to become anyway stressed, and then increasing the volume over time. But unfortunately, training like that or behavior modification like that can take weeks or months, depending on how fearful your dog is. So anyone that's really concerned with their pet now, I would, and they already have had an experience where their pet is deathly terrified, where they're trying to get under the furniture, or they're becoming aggressive, or they're just acting completely out of character at this point, I would always recommend having a talk with your vet to see if there's anything they can help you just for the night or the couple of nights through Halloween, just some maybe prescription medication that can just give them a little bit of a helping hand. But if you have a dog who's kind of on a mild level and kind of is aware of the fireworks, but not absolutely petrified where they're running for the hills, then you can use techniques like setting up a little den, or like playing Bob Marley or other kind of classical music, or UB40 is another one if your dog's
it's kind of reggae as well. Yeah,
fan of reggae as well, and just trying to make the environment as tranquil as possible, you know.
Yeah, is there any kind of music you shouldn't play that'll only make matters worse?
Yeah, hard rock, dance music,
right?
Club music,
okay.
But and I've even tested that before. I used to in a daycare, and we used to, my staff at the time all hated me because I wouldn't let them play kind of any kind of dance or very, very loud music, because it did change the behaviour of the dogs, and the dogs would become more active and more animated. Whereas if you played like nice classical music, or especially single instrument music as well, that really, really helps dogs. They really enjoy that.
Oh.
Many of your listeners probably have a dog who listen to them play music, especially things like piano music, and it does really calm them down, and you can completely settle them down. We use music therapy all the time with dogs, especially traveling in the car, or you'll see some veterinary clinics have piped in music that's actually quite relaxing, and it really works really well. Or if your dog has separation anxiety, you can use it, not to treat it completely, but to, as an aid alongside, to manage your dog's stress.
As they get older, do they get more, like, well, because we have a dog at home and she seems to be getting more used to fireworks every year. Whereas, when she was a puppy, she completely freaked out. But, like, now there's bangs going off and all the usual stuff. And she might go, but she's it's nowhere near affecting her as much as it used to.
So what I would say is you did a really good job making sure she felt safe and secure and building her confidence over the last few years by either encouraging her to be calm and currently to be relaxed. And so she's kind of habituated to them. There's also a thing with age where obviously we all lose our hearing eventually, and that can have an effect. But you can also have the reverse, where you have a dog who wasn't fearful of fireworks and becomes fearful of fireworks. And in that case, I talk to your vet, because likely noise sensitivity and musculoskeletal pain in dogs is really, really closely linked. So if you have a dog who's all of a sudden starting to react to fireworks and they never did before, there is a link between that and undiagnosed pain and discomfort in dogs. So that's something
really
for your listeners to be aware of. Yeah.
All right. Well, I would pummel her with ear-splitting levels of funk music, which she doesn't even seem to hear. But if somebody goes to the front door, she goes insane.
So you need to desensitize her to those particular sounds over time.
Right. Susie, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Susie Walsh, the dog behaviorist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Las tradiciones son la esencia de las fiestas. Comienza una nueva tradición ahorrando en más de 2,400 marcas para comprar en más de 1,000 tiendas, incluyendo Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy y más. Ahora mismo, Ibotta ofrece a nuestros oyentes $5 solo por probar Ibotta usando el código La Música al registrarte. Simplemente ve al App Store o Google Play Store y descarga la aplicación gratuita de Ibotta para empezar a ganar reembolsos. Usa el código La Música. Eso es Ibotta en Google Play o App Store y usa el código La Música.